Al-Bayan Radio presents The Perfect Example, a concise explanation of the depiction of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Walid Mulhim.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu alay rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. O you who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be feared and do not die except at the state of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we continue in this brief explanation of Al-Shama'il Al-Muhammadiyya, the depiction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, chapter 45, Babu ma ja'a fi buka'i Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reports pertaining to the crying of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the messenger used to hasten to the salah if something affected him, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted by something. Kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha hazabahu amrun salla. Raha Abu Dawud. So the Prophet ﷺ would hasten to the salah for these reasons. Now, what is the ruling of crying in Islam? Al-buka'u fi salati idha kana min khashyati Allah ta'ala fa mustahabun mashru' wa huwa min sifati al-khashi'in al-qanitin. Crying in the salah out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of the mustahabbat. It is an action that is accepted and permissible in Islam, and it is from the characteristic of the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedient slave. Now, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, informs us when crying is permissible. He says, Al-buka'u 'inda qira'ati al-Qur'an wa 'inda as-sujud wa 'inda ad-du'a min sifati as-salihin wal-insan yahmadu 'alayha aw yahmadu 'alayhi. That crying when reciting the Qur'an and in sujood and in du'a is from the characteristics of the righteous one, and that person should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So it is permissible, we understand firstly from these few words. Now, the question that arises, can you cry in the salah because of a worldly matter? Al-buka'u fi salati li masa'ib dunyawi. Can you cry in the salah because of that which has afflicted you in the dunya? فَإِنْ كَانَ مَغْلُوبًا عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يُمْكِنُ دَفْعَهُ فَلَا حَرَجَ عَلَيْهِ. Firstly, if when you're in the salah, you think about something that has occurred in your life, whether it is a death of a child or it is something that affected you much, and you are unable to ward it off, it just came and overcame you, and you began to cry, there is no problem with this. وَلَا تُبْطِلْ صَلَاتُ بِذَلِكَ. And your prayer is not void because of this. أَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ يَقْدِرْ عَلَى دَفْعِهِ فَلَمْ يَدْفَعْهُ واسترسل معه وكان بكاؤه بصوت فهو مبطل للصلاة عند الأئمة الأربعة. Now, if the one thought about something that occurred to him outside the salah, something in the dunya, a trial, tribulation, and he began to cry and cry so much, and he was able to actually prevent himself from crying because of this reason, but he continued on to cry in this manner, here this voids the salah to the four a'imma. But Ahmad wa Shafi'i rahimahumallah, they made the condition that the person utters a harf or harfan, that he utters a harf, two words in this crying. He may make or say a statement in this cry, and this is what breaks the salah. But anyhow, we take from this that crying over a worldly matter in the salah, if you're able to prevent yourself from not doing so, that's what you should be doing. You shouldn't cry in the salah for something that, or for a reason that is outside the salah, and that is a trial or a calamity that has afflicted you, especially if you can prevent this, because this could possibly lead to your salah to be void. Now, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, مَا يُغْلَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْمُصَلِّي مِنْ عُطَاسٍ وَبُكَاءٍ وَتَثَاؤُبٍ فَالصَّحِيحِ عِنْدَ الْجُمْهُورِ أَنَّهُ لَا يُبْطِلْ وَهُوَ مَنْصُوصُ أَحْمَدْ وَغَيْرِهِ. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions, saying that which overcomes the praying person, the one who is in praying, whether it is sneezing, crying, yawning, for the correct view amongst the ulama is that his prayer is not void. And this, Ahmad has mentioned this and many other of the scholars. So we, in this introduction to this chapter of the crying of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, we take that crying is permissible in Islam, and it is permissible in the salah and in the dua and reading the Quran, as long as it is in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where you'll be getting the reward, and this is actually a righteous characteristic. This is actually a good thing, and we should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that person who does this should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But can you cry in the salah for a worldly matter? If it overcomes you, it is permissible, or we say your salah is not void because of this, but if you continue crying in your salah for a worldly matter and you are able to prevent yourself, this could lead for your prayer to be void. Now the first hadith in this chapter that we'd like to mention, عن ثابت عن مطرف وهو ابن عبد الله ابن الشخير عن أبيه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يصلي ولجوفه أزيز كأزيز المرجل من البكاء. عبد الله ابن شخير رضي الله عنه is narrating, I entered upon the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he was praying. Due to his crying, such sound emitted from his chest like the boiling kettle. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying and he began to cry, but you see here his cry is moderate. His cry, just like his laughter, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything he did was moderate, not exaggeration. He didn't exaggerate in his action sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here he was hearing a sound like coming from his chest, just like the boil of a kettle, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possibly was holding his cry in and he was praying and he was keeping it more to himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this was still heard by Abdullah ibn الشخير عن عبد الله ابن مسعود قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي فقلت يا رسول الله اقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري فقرأت سورة النساء حتى بلغت وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا قال فرأيت عيني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تهملان رواه البخاري ومسلم. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu informs us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam once came to him and said, recite to me. Now this is subhanallah a great thing for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one where the Quran was sent down upon and was given the revelation, asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to read to him. And this is what made Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, yani he was shocked by this statement that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this. So this is why he said, you want me to recite to you, O Rasulullah, and it was sent down upon to you, or it was sent down to you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, indeed, I love to hear it from other than myself. So then he began to read from Surah An-Nisa until he reached the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, but how will it be with them when we bring of every people a witness, and we will bring, O Muhammad, we will bring you, Muhammad, a witness against these. And then he said, I saw the tears begin to flow from the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now he, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to like to listen to the Quran, because the reciter possibly is focusing more on that which he is reading. But here, alhamdulillah, we understand it is a sunnah to read and to listen to the Quran. But here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his eyes began to cry when he pondered on the verses that he will be a witness upon those or upon the people. And this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it affected him and he cried upon reciting the Quran. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when they hear what has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. Now my brothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran has been sent to you and I for us to ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder upon the Quran, or is it upon their hearts, locks? And in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us to ponder and reflect upon the Quran. And pondering and reflecting upon the Quran should affect the Muslim and the Muslimah. So recite the Quran, listen to the Quran, and ponder upon the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to you and I and to the whole of mankind for us to benefit bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Now this next hadith, I will not mention the whole hadith. Abdullah ibn Amr mentions to us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed the eclipse prayer. And he said he actually stood in salah for that long of a period that he thought that he has not intended to make ruku'ah. That's how long he was standing for. And then when he did bow for the ruku'ah, he stayed in that position for so long that he thought that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not intended to rise. And then he continued on informing us the salah, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lengthened his salah in this eclipse prayer. And then he says, he heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sujood. He said, ثُمَّ سَجَدَ فَلَمْ يَكَدْ أَنْ يَرْفَعْ رَأْسَهُ. So he prostrated in sujood until he thought that he was in that position for so long that he was not going to rise. And he said, فَجَعَلَ يَنْفُخُ وَيَبْكِي. And then he began to cry sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So breathe heavily and cry. وَيَقُولُ, and he would say, رَبِّ أَلَمْ تَعِدْنِي ألا تعذبهم وأنا فيهم؟ ربي ألم تعدني ألا تعذبهم وهم يستغفرون؟ ونحن نستغفرك. فلما صلى ركعتين انجلت الشمس فقام فحمد الله وأثنى عليه تعالى، ثم قال: إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته، فإذا انكسف فافزعوا إلى ذكر الله تعالى. Now I mentioned the last part of the hadith, but described the first, that Abdullah ibn Amr informed us the prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how lengthy it was. Now when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the sujood position, he began to breathe heavily and cry, and he was praying to Allah. He was pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Oh Allah, have you not promised me that you will not punish them as long as I am with them, as long as I am amongst them? Oh Allah, have you not promised me that you will not punish them whilst they seek forgiveness in you? Oh Allah, we seek forgiveness in you. And when he completed the salah, he seen that the sun has already cleared. And there he delivered the sermon and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Indeed, the sun and the moon are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the signs of Allah. And this eclipse does not occur because of the death of anybody, nor the birth. So when you see this eclipse happen, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasten with this fazah, with this scaring, or to be scared, to have this scared feeling in one's heart. فَفْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Now this hadith, we take Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying in sujood, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are of those who plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sujood, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from you and I our actions. An ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala, Akhadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ibnatan lahu taqdi, fahtadanaha, fawadaaha bayna yaday, famatat wahiya bayna yadayhi, wasahat ummu ayman. فقال يعني صلى الله عليه وسلم أتبكين عند رسول الله؟ فقالت ألست أراك تبكي؟ قال إني لست أبكي، إنما هي رحمة، إن المؤمنين بكل خير على كل حال، إن نفسه تنزع من بين جنبه أو جنبيه وهو يحمد الله تعالى. عبد الله بن عباس narrates to us رضي الله عنه that one of the daughters of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on her deathbed. He picked her up and placed her between his arms sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while she was passing away. Now Ummu Ayman is the one who took care of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his mother, and this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Ummu Ayman ummi ba'da ummi, that Ummu Ayman is my mother after my mother. She began to wail and cry aloud. Now the Prophet then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, are you crying in the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah? She said, do I not see you cry? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the tears you see are not from crying, but rather they are mercy from Allah. A believer is in a good state at all times. His soul is taken out while still praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his daughter in his arms crying. This is natural. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not wailing nor being extravagant in his cry. Wailing is not allowed in Islam, nor slapping oneself on the face, nor ripping one's clothing upon a death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very moderate. And as he mentioned towards the end, it is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cry. And the believer at all times and in every state, he is upon goodness. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. As the hadith mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا, it is astonishing. It is a great news that the believer, all his affairs is goodness. All his affairs are goodness. Now, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل عثمان بن مذعون وهو ميت وهو يبكي أو قال عيناه تهراقاني. Aisha narrates that the Prophet ﷺ kissed the forehead of Uthman ibn Madhu'un after his death, in between his eyes, and then he was shedding a tear whilst doing so. The Prophet ﷺ, his eyes were shedding tears whilst he was doing so. So he, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, his feeling towards his companion, his feelings towards those who were around him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn al-Qayyim said, from the guidance of Muhammad ﷺ is to cover the face of the body of the deceased and close his eyes. And sometimes he would kiss the deceased, just as he did with Uthman ibn Madhu'un. Now the last hadith we'll mention in this chapter, bi-ithnillah. An Anas ibn Malik qala, shahidna ibnatan li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Rasulullahi jalisun ala al-qabri, faraitu aynayhi تدمعان. فقال: أفيكم رجل لم يقارف الليلة؟ قال أبو طلحة: أنا. قال: انزل. فنزل في قبرها. وهذا في صحيح البخاري. أنس بن مالك narrates the hadith. We witnessed the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم burying one of his daughters. And he was sitting at the grave whilst tears were flowing down his eyes. And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, is there a person here who do not have sexual relations today? Abu Talha replied, I did not. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to enter the grave. So he entered the grave and buried her. Now, from this hadith, it indicates that a person who had these sexual relations on the same day should not enter the grave of the burial. And this is possibly because the one did not do his full body wash, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But we see from this hadith once again that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his compassion, his love, his mercy to his loved ones and those around him, his daughters, and this is a natural feeling. But my brothers and sisters in Islam, we know Islam is alhamdulillah the middle path, the middle religion. It is moderate. There is no excessive actions in any of what we are informed to do. So crying in Islam should not exceed the boundary. We should not be screaming, nor wailing, as I mentioned, nor hitting one's face, nor hitting anybody else, nor ripping one's clothes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mercy over you and I, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our heart through the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our heart when we make the dua and draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.